In September last year, a grass fire that sparked in Ashland quickly grew out of control. The massive flames followed a creekside forest running through several towns, destroying thousands of homes along the way. The Almeda fire also decimated huge chunks of that small forest. 8 months later, Jefferson Public Radio's April Ehrlich hopped on her bike to see how restoration efforts were coming along.
The Bear Creek Greenway is sort of like the central park of Jackson County. This popular multi-use path is almost totally immersed in a thicket of towering cottonwoods and blackberry bushes. But nowadays, a long stretch of the greenway is unrecognizable to locals. Many of the cottonwoods are gone, or they're twisted and black. But to some people, this new landscape is something to behold.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of really cool stuff in here.
Dominic De La Sala is a forest ecologist. We stop our bikes on a bridge overlooking Bear Creek.
There are lots of dead trees, logs that have fallen in the stream, and that's really good for fish.
He says that's because the dead trees create pools where fish can spawn and find food, and the trees that don't fall into the stream can be useful too.
There's a lot of woodpeckers in here, bluebirds, cavity nesting species that find openings in the trees that are dead, and they come in and they nest.
If we were riding this path a year earlier, we'd hardly be able to see the creek from here. That's because the area had become overrun with invasive blackberries and poison hemlock. The fire cleared all that out, but even now, some blackberry plants are creeping back in.
I would hope that the county, the city, whoever's managing this, will do more to do invasive weed eradication, because if they don't, the blackberry will come in and it'll dominate.
The whoever's doing this includes several public agencies. The fire burned through 350 acres of the greenway that was owned by Jackson County, the state, and a handful of cities. And until now, they had all sort of been doing their own thing.
Nobody really has a plan for managing the land.
Steve Lambert is the county parks program manager. He's been coordinating restoration efforts between public agencies.
It would be nice if we had a solid, comprehensive kind of approach from all the different jurisdictions.
The fire helped instigate that. The county is working on a comprehensive plan between all the agencies to figure out how they could work together to restore the sensitive riparian habitat. So far, they've used herbicide to keep the invasives down, and they had a helicopter dump a seed mixture, which included a handful of natives and a whole bunch of barley, which now dominates the burn zone.
All of that barley will lay over in the fall and provide good mulch and help retain moisture in the soil for the other native plants that are starting to come back.
On the bike path, De La Sala says the barley was a good move. As an annual, it shouldn't come back next year. And even though it looks like a fire hazard now, it's at least holding the soil together to prevent flooding. But he does wish that more dead trees were left behind.
I think they were overly cautious in terms of removing the trees that were along the pathway.
Still, he recognizes that this is sort of an urban forest that gets a lot of use from people, and dead trees could drop branches on them. In the long run, De La Sala doesn't see the fire as an end to this park's beauty.
This ecosystem's going to be just full of birds, small mammals, bats, all kinds of cavity nesting species, and it's good for the fish in the long run. We just have to be patient and let nature do its thing.
And he says it's only a matter of time before the greenway becomes green again. April Ehrlich, JPR News.